Blog Talk Radio.
As always, we hope that we find you in the best of health, wealth, happiness, and, of course, good spirits. Today's show, we're going to talk a little bit about technology. We're going to talk about a technology that a lot of people are embracing, and then a lot of people aren't embracing. The interesting thing is who's going to be the winner and who's going to be the loser in the end. I truly believe that those that embrace the new technologies that are coming about are going to clearly be the winners in the long run, and those that continue to fight it, continue to find ways to try to get around it, are going to be ultimately the losers. You know, in business, when you look at different businesses and you look at business in general, those that seem to resist change, those that seem to resist the flow of technology, always seem to become the people we don't see anymore. They always seem to become the people who eventually kind of drop out of the loop. They're no longer around. That business is closed. I mean, let's look at something like Walmart. One of the things that made Walmart the powerhouse that it was their ability to grasp technology and their ability to use technology to help them to stimulate growth throughout their business. And part of that was their innovation with how they moved around merchandise, looking at the statistics, looking at what sold in one area and didn't sell in another, and then grasping that and finding a way that the inventory that they had sat the least amount of time at each location. What was that? That was technology. Well, today, ladies and gentlemen, we're in the midst of, again, new technology. You've got all of these different people trying to advertise you, trying to get you, trying to get your attention, and different ways in which they can pull you in to what it is that they do. And, you know, a lot of us see this as them just bombarding us, but they're all looking for a better way. You know, competition amongst companies as a whole, amongst communities, amongst churches, amongst everybody. This isn't just business in the sense of you're trying to sell a widget. You know, if you go in your local churches, now they're fighting for parishioners. You know, you go to your nonprofit organizations, they're fighting for your dollars so that they can continue to push and get you to support the particular thing in which they're doing, the particular cause that they are passionate about. And they're trying to get as many people over on their side. It's not really a hook or a crook or anything like that. What it really is that these people, these individuals, these organizations, these businesses are passionate about what it is that they do. And we now have a consumer that's smarter, that's sharper, and that's looking for different ways that are not only going to be advantageous to them, but are also going to give them the quality that they're looking for, give them the consistency that they're looking for. Now, of course, there's also the speed. So the companies that can provide outstanding information, quick, fast, in a hurry, can actually provide good quality service, good customer service, are going to be the leaders and also use that technology to actually improve their own bottom line. Why? Because each and every one of our consumers now is expecting more, more, more. Is that not true? Of course it's true. So we have things like Facebook, we have things like LinkedIn, we have things like text message and text message marketing, we have things like YouTube. You know, we have it to where now, especially in some of the bigger cities, you may not realize it, but if you just take the time and look around you, all around you is technology. In Washington, D.C., there's almost a movie camera or a video camera on every corner. New York City, same thing. California, same thing. Police cruisers now have video cameras on their cars. Now when you go to drive by a police officer, if you see the two little cameras on the back of the trunk of the car, those are cameras that are actually reading your license plate. And they have technology in those readers that even if your license plate has got one of those films over it, it can still read through that license plate and run your entire data. So when that cop pulls you over and you're trying to figure out how is he pulling you over when he's next to you, It's because that computer in that vehicle did what? It read your information. But anyway, with no further ado, let's touch on the area that we're talking about today. Today we're talking about mobile media, mobile social media, and how it has become pretty much the buzzword, how it has become something that's changing the way that we do things, not only in the United States, but around the world. And the one that's my, of course, number one favorite is text message mobile media marketing. But again, we're talking about people trying to use LinkedIn, you know, as more of a business connecting tool and a relationship building tool, which is phenomenal. You've got organizations like BNI. BNI is an organization that's not really a technology corporation or technology networking group, but they're one of the largest networking organizations in the world, not the United States, with over 6,000 chapters. And even they are starting to embrace more technology, going more mobile, going more social, using things like LinkedIn, like Facebook. Well, not Facebook for them, but using things like LinkedIn, text message, mobile media marketing, connecting their network of people together through tools that they use like iConnect and things along that nature. So I guess the main question for a lot of people is, what types of technologies are you using? Are you using technologies at all? Are you embracing the technologies or the things that are actually going to help your company to grow, help them to improve your overall bottom line, help you to where you're not a statistic, you're actually a survivor when the smoke clears? You know, when we're all looking back and trying to figure out if we made the right decisions or we didn't make the right decisions. Right now, as I'm doing this show, it's December of 2012, so 2013 is fastly approaching. Well, each and every one of us knows that you need to constantly look at your plan. You need to have a written plan. You need to look at that plan, and then you need to see basically where you are in the scheme of things. Well, when it comes to mobile media, social media, ladies and gentlemen, I need to express to you that the results from these particular entities are not going to be overnight. All right? I understand, too, that a lot of people are kind of rooted in the particular technologies that they're using. But understand that change can happen in a blink of an eye. And those databases and those connections that you're building through social media are not only faster, but they're also more reliable. Why? Because that's the path that everyone is on. You know, I'm constantly telling people, what's the one device that you will leave home without, yet you will turn home to get? You know, they say, well, is it your keys? No, because if you're already in your car and you're moving, then you can guess what? You can probably do without those house keys. You got your car keys and you're on your way. So you go ahead and keep going. Is it your wallet? Well, you probably got a couple of dollars, or you can always get a couple of dollars from the person at your job or in your office or wherever it is that you're going, or if you just have a credit card with you, you may be able to use a credit card or what have you. However, the one device that nobody can seem to do without nowadays is your cell phone. It's that electronic device that you keep on your side. Most people keep the phone or cell phone on their side. Like back in the Wild West, you always had a gun on your side. No man would be caught without a firearm on his side if he was going cross-country, cross-town, or even in some cases just outside of his house. Why? Because at the time, that firearm, that gun was something that you needed. You didn't know if you were going to run into a wild animal. You didn't know if you were going to run into a snake. You didn't know if somebody was going to try to accost you or your family. Why? Because law enforcement was far away. Well, that cell phone, that electronic device that's on your side, has become, again, the number one tool to use. And a lot of marketers are not understanding the true power of being able to connect with people and giving them concise and valuable information at the drop of a hat, and being able to give them that information at all times. People are now using their cell phones for what? Their GPSs. They're using their cell phones to get directions. They're using their cell phones to look up information, to find different things, to do everything under the sun, to send a quick message, to receive a quick message, all of the above, to get the point across. Our children now have a cell phone or some type of an electronic device that they carry with us. It has gone from being, they used to say that a phone was a luxury. They used to say that TV was a luxury. But now a cell phone most cases, are not a luxury anymore. What are they? They're a necessity. And they're a necessity that people won't do without. And it's a necessity that has just become that, because what is it, ladies and gentlemen? As the world moves faster, we move faster. So as we move faster, we need better and better tools and more tools that are going to actually help us to do the things that we not only need to do, but want to do. And that phone has become, you know, a very intricate part of that. Because you can look at your Facebook, you can look at your LinkedIn, you can look at your emails, you can look at your messages that you get, but pretty much voice is outdated. Now, in the area of business, voice is still important, but why is voice important? Voice is important because the technology can get you the initial information and it can stimulate conversation between the two of you, which is crucial. However, that face-to-face is always going to be valuable. That being able to meet with your clients and getting to understand them and understand what it is that they need and how they need it is crucial. So that's why I like groups that actually do the one-to-one stuff. But again, here's the questions that you need to ask yourself. What marketing are you using? And of the marketing that you are presently using, is that marketing working for you? Is there some old marketing that you need to get rid of? Maybe you need to get rid of some of the print things that you're doing. You know, are QR codes working for you? You know, are TV ads, are radio ads working for you? Do you have a blog? Are your blogs working for you? Are you stimulating and getting the correct information that you need to make it so that these particular tools will work for you? Do you have YouTubes out there? You know, are you using Twitter? Are you using apps? Are you using email? Ladies and gentlemen, please understand that 90% of emails end up going in the spam filter. So somebody selling you a list of people that are not asking for your information, it's probably not even going to get to them. So if you send out, let's say you send out 100 emails, if 90% go, then that means only 10% of your emails actually made it to your target office or your target people. Plus that, you get people that may have given you their business card. Fine, they gave you your business card. However, your business card is not a dynamic tool. It's not something that's going to be able to remind them. It's something they actually have to pull out. It's not something that's going to stimulate them. You need something that's going to create that stimulus. And then once you've created that stimulus, don't get me wrong, you still have to create value, but you also need to create that stimulus. You need to create that ability to activate that person to think. You know, your web pages, unless somebody looks at your websites, they're stagnant. Your telephone, how many people, you know, you had the do not call list? That removed thousands of jobs for telemarketers. Why? Because that do not call list meant basically just because your phone number was in the phone book, they couldn't call you or shouldn't call you. So we need to use technology better. And I'm not saying to get rid of all of the old technology that you have, because with social media, some of that technology works hand in hand. They support each other. But you have to find and develop that homogeneous relationship between your goals, your marketing tools, your clients, and your end result, and then also make that cost effective to your bottom line. A lot of you are ignoring social media, thinking that it's not effective to your bottom line, or you don't need another tool that's going to get in your way, another tool that's going to take up your time. Well, understand this, that social media platform in which we're talking about is not only a tool that's going to help you, it's a tool that's going to eventually become something where you can automate some of that information. You can take some of that and stimulate it. You can update your lists on a regular basis. You can do all of those things necessary to help yourself grow, to help yourself to do better, to help yourself to develop the relationships and the partnerships and that strong foundation that you're looking to grow with other people. So which technologies you use, they're important, but it's also the fact that you use those technologies. You know, I've had several individuals that I've spoken to about the areas of technology, and they'll get a technology, but they don't use it. You have to use it. You know, it's kind of like playing the lottery, ladies and gentlemen. You have to be in it to win it. Except for with these technologies, once you're in it and you're using it, eventually you're going to win. Not, you know, your odds aren't, you know, 100 million to one. Your odds are pretty much a whole lot lower. And I'm talking about probably anywhere from a 1 to 5 to 1 to 10. Now, let's say you have something like a mailer. If you have a mailer go out, if you send out 1,000 mailers and you get 1%, that's incredible. However, if you're using mobile social media, your response rate is going to be better. Again, is that response rate going to take time? Yes, because other people that you're dealing with may also not be as familiar with the technology. But once they get to use it, it's just like that cell phone. I mean, you know, I get people all the time that tell me, well, you know, when you're talking about text or apps or what have you, you know, you got people that say, well, I don't have an unlimited plan. Well, guess what? Have you looked around you lately? Most of the big cell phone companies and technology companies in the area that produce phones are now giving you unlimited text and unlimited voice. Why? Because they also have competition. And what ended up happening, too, was that a lot of the cell phone companies found out that people weren't talking, but they were texting, and they were looking up stuff. So those data plans became more expensive. But then again, as you have competition, you have more people looking to do what? Looking to grow, you know, and looking to do things. You know, I went to a networking event, an expo, actually in the Washington, D.C. metro area just the other day. And it was quite interesting to see how many people have still truly not grasped technology, but yet there were several technology vendors there, all, of course, promising to do what they need to do. But, you know, whether they'll do it or not, it's there. But, however, you still have to do your own due diligence. You still have to do your own research. You still have to grow that relationship with the provider to make sure that that's the provider for you, to make sure that that's the technology for you. But either way, ladies and gentlemen, there is a platitude of different types of technology out there. I personally believe that text message mobile media marketing is the number one, and I also believe that if you're going to go with a text message mobile media marketing company, it needs to be something where, one, you own your data, and two, you have a recognizable short code. The recognizable short code that we use is 90210, which is the most recognizable 5 digits on the planet. But you go with what's best for you. You also want to go with something that's going to provide a platform to you that you can constantly grow on, and something where you're not locked in. Why? Because things are constantly changing. If you're not happy with the service that you're getting, then guess what? You need to be able to step out of that. You shouldn't be locked in. However, remember, too, you need to actually use the services in order for you to reap the benefits that they have to offer. So if you're not going to use it, it's kind of like having a gym membership, ladies and gentlemen. If you have a gym membership and you're not using it, then guess what? It's not doing you any good. And if that gym membership isn't doing you any good, it's because you're not using it. And you not using it is causing you to get what? No fruit, no fulfillment, and no increase in your revenue or business from doing it. So, you know, I was it was kind of interesting the other day when I was at this event, because I was talking with a gentleman by the name of Glenn and a few other people, you know, some really interesting individuals. And we were talking about the subject of LinkedIn, and a particular name kept coming up, a Johannes Watts. That name came up a few times. In the metropolitan D.C. area, this young man seems to be the person to talk to. He seems to be the person that helps or can help some people out there. Another name that came up, again, and I know this gentleman too, was a gentleman by the name of Marvin Coach Powell. Marvin Coach Powell, he's a business person. Mr. Johannes Watts is a LinkedIn guru. Again, Mr. Powell is actually a business coach, and he helps people to grow their companies. But again, there are phenomenal people out there. Then you have Carrie Hemp. Carrie Hemp runs the Carrie Network out of Florida. She's another individual that could help you to grow and develop. And all of these people one of the great things about these three people that I know of, two I know personally, one I've only heard a whole bunch of great things about, is that all three are people that not only want your business, they want to help you truly grow your business. And myself, of course. We want to help you to truly grow your business. We want to help you to get to better understand you and help you to better develop your clientele, your business, your passion, and, of course, live your dreams. Because all three of us, all four of us, believe that the more people that we can help and assist, which is one of the reasons that I do the show, the more people that we can help and assist, the more people are going to actually find success and the better relationships we're going to find from that. And the better relationships they're going to find with their customers, with their clients, with their fans, and other people that they can help to actually live their dreams. You know, none of us live in a vacuum. What affects one affects all of us. We just may not see it. We just may not feel it. We just may not always be aware of it. But that doesn't make it any less real. So each of us has to do our best to grow, to develop, and to do the things necessary so that we can actually create an environment, a homogeneous environment, understanding that change is always going to happen, understanding that there's going to be surprises, understanding that there's going to be things that don't always work out, things that fall through, but also understanding that that's part of the journey, that's part of the course, us creating an attitude of gratitude and us understanding that we need to be thankful for what we have now as we work on the things that we want in the future. So when we talk about technology, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not downing any technology. I'm saying that they all have merits. The phone is not going anywhere. Email is not going anywhere. Texting is not going anywhere. Flyers and posters and billboards and television ads and radio ads, they're not going anywhere. However, we need to be open to the understanding that all of these things work, but we need to figure out how much we're going to put into each thing so that we can get what we need to get. So as we do that, we can then grow. As we do that, we can then try to do the things necessary to actually grow our businesses, to grow ourselves, and to develop whatever it is that we're trying to develop. But understanding that just thinking of ourselves is not going to help us win. But creating a team of individuals, creating a team of products, creating a team of things that are going to help us to enhance ourselves and our abilities and those of others is what's going to work for us. It's what's going to make us become the people that we are or the people that we truly want to be. It's part of that attitude. It's part of understanding that by helping, we all grow. Because guess what? What I don't know, if I've got somebody else there that knows it, guess what? They share that information with me, and now I'm not struggling for it. I'm not searching for it. I'm not looking for it. By creating a network of good people around you, you've got what? A network of good people around you. You know, getting rid of the negative Dans, the negative Neds, and the negative Nellies. You know, a lot of people out there right now have websites. Well, guess what? Are your websites cell phone active? Do you have splash pages? You know, when somebody looks at your website on their cell phone or on their mobile device, are they able to truly get the information? Or are they digging around for it? When you look at LinkedIn, is your LinkedIn set up to where people know what you do and they can easily identify how you can help them? Is it open? Is it closed? Do you have a picture? I mean, all of these different things. Have you updated it? Have you used it to the fullest amount? For those things, we need to get training. We need to find people that can help us and people that can make us to grow and do the things that we need to do. Again, if it's meant to be, it's up to you. But guess what? None of us are perfect. All of us have a learning curve. There's always somebody that knows a little bit more than you, but if you keep trying to be the end-all, be-all to everybody, you're going to constantly drop the ball. You're going to constantly fail. So by creating that network of individuals that can help you to create a better, stronger life, relationship, all of the above, by getting the training, by getting the knowledge, by finding the correct tools, and then finding out how to use them to the best of your ability, then you're going to grow. Then you're going to develop. Is it always going to be easy? No. Is sometimes it going to be hard? Yes, it's going to be hard. But the whole thing is, are you worth it? Because if you're worth it, it's worth it. And why is it worth it? It's worth it because you are the person that could be helping somebody else. There's a lot of people out there that are not helpers. They're not people that want to help other people. They're people that only want to help themselves. If you're one of those people that wants to help everyone and wants to help the world, then guess what? You need to have taken care of you by taking care of other people so that you're in the position to do the things that you want to do, to help the people that you want to help, and to help people that don't even know. And if everybody out there keeps thinking that they've done it all and they are it all, understand that there's millions and hundreds of people that you are presently standing on their shoulders. The successes that they had created the avenue, the opening, opens that door, that window for you now to look out of, for you now to step through. They created that path, that road that you can now walk on where it was all rocks. So, again, this is Zurian of the Zurian Show. Please take in mind what I'm saying and thinking about what it is that you can do to make your life better and make the lives better of other people that you come in contact with. You know, get out there and start looking at the different technologies that are available. At the bottom of the webpage, I have my contact information and some of the things that I offer. You know, contact us, talk to us. Get with us so that we can try to help you to grow. Try to get a better understanding. See how the technologies that are offered by myself and others are technologies that can help you to grow your business, help you with your family, help you to live the life that you want to help, and also help you to help others. Again, texting, LinkedIn, websites, web pages, web optimization, tweeting, Facebook, apps, blogs, YouTube, email, TV, radio, blog talk radio, satellite radio, phone, print, all of these things can help you and can help you grow, but you have to be open to them. Again, the bottom line is we all want to win. Well, guess what? We need to create a win-win situation for everything we do. Again, this is Zurian of the Zurian Show. I want to thank you all for listening because please understand, if you're not following, then guess what? All I'm doing as a leader and as a person that wants to help you grow is taking a walk. And I'm not trying to take a walk. I'd like to walk with as many people as possible and help as many people as possible to find success, to find joy, to find happiness. And along the way, hopefully we'll all find ourselves as better people. Take care, be well, and have a blessed day.